This episode brought to you by Correlation and BankJoy. On the show today, we have Estacado Credit Union's very own Mark Roddenberry talking about how they've used today's technology to get them out of a few disaster recovery jams. Really, really good story here from Mark, so check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Mark Roddenberry from Estacado Credit Union. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing great. How are you, Michael?
I'm doing great. Better now that you're here. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me on your show.
You're welcome. Oh my gosh, I've been chomping at the bit to do this story. I'm so glad we got you on because you guys had a creative use of technology during a kind of a flooding crisis. You had some storms and stuff in your area in New Mexico. But I'm going to let you set the stage, Mark. So what was going on that caused this flood? And then ultimately it kind of, everything kind of went to your credit union, you guys handled things through technology. So let's set the stage here.
Okay. So what happened was over Labor Day weekend, New Mexico has kind of flash flooding. It's not like the traditional, the whole area floods and you're under 2 feet of water.
Right.
We get, 6-8 inches of flood. The roads will completely fill with water to the top of the roads. And a lot of our area is still fairly old and rural. And so we have copper lines. And so when it flooded, the water seeped down and got into the copper lines and shorted out our internet system. So we had, in a town of 40,000 people, we had 1,000 people lost internet all in the same weekend. And of course, getting technicians on a holiday weekend is always a challenge.
Oh, yeah.
And so we scrambled to get in, and it was kind of unusual because it only affected part of the town. And as soon as the water comes in, it kind of recedes back pretty quickly. So it kind of comes in and out. So they're able to get to it.
Right.
So because we were closed on Labor Day, I was able to come in and start the process.
Okay.
And we were scrambling to try to get open. But Tuesday, after a holiday weekend, like a lot of your fellow credit unions watching, people need money. They spent the money. It's been a long weekend. They're expecting money. And they came to the credit union. And we had changed to a new core system, which is a online system, and it's completely reliant on internet access.
Oh boy, oh boy.
So physically in the building, we have to pull up the internet to be able to see the member's balance. So we were not able to see their balance.
No.
But ironically, because we had changed to this new system through Correlation Keystone,
mm-hmm.
We had added new internet banking, mobile banking. We hadn't had audio response for several years, so we were able to add a new audio response through Intercom, and it worked really great. So even though we were down, the person at home and the person walking in the door of the credit union could still pull out their smartphone and go, here's my balance.
Oh my gosh.
So they could see the balance, but we couldn't pull up the balance. And so it was kind of a perfect storm for us, because in the past, when we had an in-house system, when we went down, our internet banking went down and our audio response went down and everything went down. It's just like a power outage, internet down. You're completely down and you can't get any access. So we've been working toward modernizing. And so when people came in, and it kind of happened by accident, the first person came in, and in these cases, we limit access to people's withdrawals. We say, okay, if you just want to take money out of your account, we can't see your balance. We limit you to like $200 a day, close to what old Reg CC. And so people came in and go, well, I have all this money in my account. Here it is. Look at it right here. And we're like, let me see that. And they pull up their account and we look at their account and say, oh, you have $1,000 in your account. And we know it's live.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we're like, okay, we'll give you $1,000.
Oh my
God. So the person was excited. Well, some people don't have it, but we have an audio response that everybody is set up for. So people could just call in on their phone and it would sit there and speak to you. Intercom uses the technology where it'll actually speak to you and say, your balance is $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sitting there watching them dial in and call in and a toll-free number. And so they could verbally tell you their balance, or they could pull it up on their phone. And so therefore our staff's like, well, gosh, let's go ahead and give them the money. So this was the first time we were able to do that in probably 10 years. Online. So we had been in-house for the last 6-7 years. So suddenly we had a new avenue to get money to people.
Exactly.
And in the past, people would get very upset. Why don't you give me money? I have money. Well, I have my statement. Well, that could be 2 weeks old, 3 weeks old.
True.
This was live. You could get a live balance immediately. So it was just a new avenue for us to use the technology to meet the members' immediate need.
Did you guys have the, I mean, this is kind of a question from left field, but did you have this in mind, this type of scenario happening? When you adopted this technology?
Well, I'm one of those sick people. I've worked in credit unions for 30 years, and I've actually done 8 conversions.
Oh, you are! Oh my gosh, you are a glutton.
So I've done 8 core conversions, so I've done a lot of them. And one of the things I always look at is, how can you survive a disaster? I've actually been to 9/11, to where the buildings were, and visited there. I've been to Katrina to see, you know, over my life, I've gone to these sites and said, what did you learn? What did you do? I've watched films and videos, you know, finding a backup plan.
Right.
I was actually a Y2K chairman back in the days.
I remember that. Yes.
So
yes.
I've been trying to modernize credit unions for a long time. And so this area is particular because we have a very small population. I mean, we serve 4 counties the size of New Jersey, but there's only 100,000 people in 4 counties.
Yeah, so it's pretty spread out. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not like you can just drive to the next big town. It's the next town bigger than Hobbs is 100 miles away.
That's a drive.
If you get to a town over 50,000, you have to travel. You know, it's not an easy thing, and people want money now.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So what's the reaction been from members and staff alike? Was it kind of like, oh my gosh, what a bonus, what a benefit? So
our staff at first we kind of started sharing it amongst ourselves. Hey, you know, this is something you can do. And people were calling in, and I go, well, just have them pull it up on their phone. And this is great. And we kind of spread the news amongst ourselves. And then of course we had a postmortem afterwards. We're like, this is a great idea. You know, just have people do this in the future. And right now we're in the process of getting fiber optics, so we don't have those crappy copper lines.
Good move.
But I've been here 10 years, and we've already had brand new servers lose 2 different drives in 6 months. Oh. We've had power poles get hit and knock out power for a couple days. You know, when they talk about disaster, most people think of like hurricanes and tornadoes. We have just little simple things that can knock out a whole area, 1,000 people, for something as simple as a pole goes down.
Gosh.
Which happened, you know, 2 or 3 times since I've been here.
Goodness
gracious. So we had to come up with some creative solutions on how do you get people balances and inquiries. Right. And, you know, our ATM machine will show a balance even if we're without power.
Oh, that's amazing. That's very cool. Wow.
So we've been finding, you know, our members have 4 or 5 ways now to get their balance even if we're completely closed.
So the messaging to your members is like, okay, obviously you guys are sending these messages out. Hey, if something happens in our area, which is a common thing in your area, these are ways to get access to your account, you know, in case something happens, like the power goes out or what have you, or a flood or something like that. So
yeah, we put it in our newsletters, our website, you know, because they still can have their website, and we put it right on there. Here's a toll-free. We went to a toll-free number for our audio response because people will travel throughout this whole area back and forth between New Mexico. We're on the line. They go Texas, New Mexico. We want people to be able to call and get their balances 24 hours a day, anywhere they're at, by phone. They can go on the internet and get it there. You know, they've got to stop relying on brick and mortar, even though most of our members love coming into the branch.
Sure.
But you know, you may be on an oil rig 50 miles away.
Yeah.
You know, we had Goliath hit us where we got 16 inches of snow in one day.
Good grief.
And our roads were closed down for 2 days, you know, while they cleaned it out, you know, and then New Mexico, 3 days later, the snow was all gone. You know, it's just kind of wild, but it kind of comes and goes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We don't have long disasters, but we have frequent ones.
They don't last long, but boy, they come around way too often. So what are some lessons learned here? What are some lessons that you guys, obviously being prepared, updating your technology, things like that. So are those some of the lessons learned throughout these scenarios?
Well, I'll tell you, I've done disaster recovery testing for 20 years. You know, I started with Y2K and being prepared. It really comes back to whether it's the operation manager or if it's small credit and CEO, we do a lot of tasks. Is what do you do if something comes up? You have to have that prepared where you kind of know, you know, if the power goes out, what do I do? And then the second part is training your staff and getting the message out. You know, we keep coming up with new ways to do it. So it kind of really comes to preparation, you know, being prepared ahead of time.
Indeed. And my camera just went out. Hang on a second here. There we go. I'm back. There. Sorry. Sorry.
I was like, he changed.
No, I just went offline for a second. Okay. Yeah. So cool. And so what advice do you have for credit unions out there based on your guys' experiences so far?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I've done every type of conversion, and I have to say, you have to really evaluate the area you're in. When I lived in a big city, I lived in California, where you had a million different computer communication lines and people that can help you. It was such a different situation. I could be an in-house system. We had people that could come and fix your lines and stuff within, you know, we had 2-hour response time. In the country, they're like, we're going to send somebody 500 miles away to come visit you.
Oh, gosh.
When our server went down, they actually drove a server from Dallas to Hobbs for 6 hours
to replace
our server, because that was the closest location to get it there in 6 hours, just to drive it there. And then they had to install it for the next day. So in those cases, we made the choice, we need to go to a service bureau. And we use correlation with SwitchThink. Mm-hmm. And they have, we did an evaluation. They have a disaster recovery system. They do mirrored processing. They're in one of our requirements is that anybody that works with us can't be in our state. You know, our disaster recovery primary is, you know, they're in Arizona, they're in Texas, they're in somewhere else. So if something happens to us, the odds of it hitting 3 different states is pretty rare.
Right. Yeah.
So, and it goes back to, look at what your biggest risk is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I spent 20 years worrying about earthquakes. Now I don't worry about earthquakes anymore. You know, thank goodness.
Yeah, knock on wood. You never know. You never know, Mark. Especially
with you have to kind of look at it. And so I would say my lessons I tell for other credit unions is, look at that disaster recovery assessment. We do it every year. We look at it and say, what is really the biggest risk and what can I do to minimize it?
Yep.
This year we spent 2 years getting fiber optics put in. This will hopefully stop that problem with the copper lines. You know, having multiple branches in different areas, our branches are 20 miles apart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if one branch goes down, now with fiber optics, the other two branches continue to run even though one's down.
Yep.
There's things you can do to help your situation, even if you're little. We're not that big. We're not even 100 million. And we've managed to diversify our risk as much as possible.
Good for you. Yeah. So I love stories like this. Yeah, that's why I've been chomping at the bit to do this story, because I love the creativity and how you have these workarounds, these plan Bs and even plan Cs. And now you're getting, you know, the fiber optics installed, so this doesn't happen anymore. But just in case, you still have a plan B, for things to happen, because you never know what's going to happen. Oh, my gosh, Mark. So cool. So cool.
We're only 100 miles from Roswell. You know, alien landing could happen.
Oh my gosh. That's right. Oh my gosh. You got to have a plan B for that, for sure. Oh my
God. Yeah, that's my philosophy. My wife knows that I always have a plan B, a plan C. She goes, and that really comes down to is take some time. I tell CEOs, go on long road trips all the time, have to drive to meetings. Take the time, think about what could happen. You know,
completely.
I'm a big science fiction fan. And so I'm always like, what could happen?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's not impossible, it's improbable. But then you start looking at, in our case, we had a semi truck drive down the road and take down all 3 of the power lines and all the phone communications on the corner. We're on a busy intersection. He came through and just tore down a whole bunch of lines one day.
Oh my gosh, Mark. And
we're like, what the heck? Yeah, what do we do?
Well, I mean, if anything, you know, the last, 18 months have taught us that, you know, expect the unexpected. So have a plan for things like that, you know, and gosh, yeah, just these times.
We invented social distancing here in New Mexico.
Oh, did you? Oh my goodness. All right, Mark. Well, I'm going to let you get back at it, because it sounds like you got probably some more plans and preparations to do, but congrats on the creativity and really leveraging, the technology to not only work for you guys, but to work for your members as well. And so you guys didn't miss a beat during these situations. So good stuff. Anything else here to wrap up? Any final words?
Well, I just wanted to credit my staff, because I would love to take credit for all these solutions, but usually my staff is like, hey, can we do this? You know, why not?
Yeah.
You know, can we use their phone to get their balance? Well, why not? We paid for all this technology. You know, listen to your staff. They're the ones that come up with the really great solutions. They're the ones that are on the front lines.
Yeah, so exactly.
They're the ones that really make the difference for your success.
That's awesome. Great, great lessons to learn there for sure. All right, Mark, well, I'm going to let you get back at it. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story today. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of conversation about this one. Just again, the creativity and the plan Bs and the planning behind all this type of stuff really, really pays off. So good stuff. Appreciate it.
Thank you.